It's the same. I don't know what they called him in Yoruba, but I assure you, if you studied pre-Christian Yoruba culture, there was somebody that they were expecting. Even till today, the Muslims are expecting a Mahdi or something. No. Praise the Lord. Mahdi. Praise the Lord. Please, let's try not to be distracted. So, if the Jews truly believe that Jesus was, the Jews that believe, if to say the whole nation of Israel, which was the original plan, if they truly believe, if they believe that Jesus was the Messiah, they were supposed to instead of crucifying him, because the reason why they crucified him was because he said he was the Messiah. You know, that's why they wrote King of the Jews, because they said he was blaspheming, that he was claiming to be what he is not. So when they crucified him and killed him, and he died, God raised him from the dead after the third day to prove that he wasn't lying. That's why after Jesus Christ died and resurrected, one of the signs, the proofs, you know, Paul will say that if you believe that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him up from the dead after the third day, because that resurrection was God's final proof that Jesus Christ was not lying when he said he was the Messiah. You know, they killed him because he said he was the Messiah. Are we getting the point? Because you need to understand the gospel that you believe. Believing that Jesus is Christ or the Messiah will make you to become automatically subject to him. When you confess Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, it means that you have been confessed. For those of you who don't understand the sense of that, the person is confessed. If you are confessed, anything the person that confessed, that you confessed to, say you should do, is what you will do. If you are married with 5 children, I say, leave your family. How many of you are what Legend of the Seeker? How many of you have watched Legend of the Seeker? You've watched it. Have you watched it? There was one. You know what happens when the confessor touches a person's neck? What happens to that person? Anything that you become the slave of the confessor. You see, when you say you confess Jesus the Lord and personal Savior, what it means is that you become a slave. Jesus becomes your master. But because Jesus Christ is good, you say, I've not just called you servants, I call you my friends. That is why when you believe in Jesus, you repent. But it is only those that have confessed the Lord Jesus Christ that can be saved. Now, it says that they are the ones that are children of God. Abi? They now went ahead and said that, how will you know? This is how we know. So this is a proof, because you may think that you believe in Jesus and you don't know. How do we know? You see, the proof is that you love God. And the proof that you love God is that you will love God's children, fellow children. Do you understand that? Read on. Come and hold.
He said, for every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith.
He said, every child of God. My question is, are you a child of God? Are you a child of God? No, it's not a trick question. Are you a child of God? Yes. What is the proof that you're a child of God? The love of God is in your heart. If the love of God is not in your heart, you may not be sure. Because he's going into warfare here. It's just like saying, everybody, we are going to go and do something in the town. We're going to be dealing with people that have corona. But you must make sure that you are vaccinated first. And everybody, so they say, okay, in order for you to be sure that the vaccine really, really is working in you, this is how you will know. Because if the vaccine is not in you, if you go, it will catch you. Do you understand? So what is the proof? How do you know that you're a child of God? It is that the love of God you shed abroad in your heart, and then it will manifest in that you will love the saints. Do you get it to that point? Now it says, this is the people that will overcome the world. Can you read that in King James? That's verse 3, right? Verse 4. Read it again in that your translation. Let Bro Rotimi help us read in King James. For every child of God defeats this evil world. And we achieve this victory by our faith. He says, for whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. What is the world, dear? I've explained the world to you before. Anyone who is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes. Read it, sir. Verse 4.
For whatever is born of God overcomes the world.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the victory that has overcome the world. Out of faith.
Are you sure that's King James? New King James, okay. Praise the Lord. That's old King James. Even our faith. Amen. Yes, that's King James. All right. I need your attention now. What does it mean to overcome the world? Because the only people that have the ability, because let me tell you something, there is a saying in the world that if you can't beat them, you join them.
For whatsoever is born of God overcoming the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith.
For whatsoever is born of God, whoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes. Now, you've heard that saying that if you can't beat them, you join them. Everybody sitting down inside this room has a destiny. God has a plan for your life. And the Bible says that those plans are plans of good and not of evil to give you an expected end. If it so happens that God has made you a star, somebody who is a light in your generation, which everybody here has been made a star and a light, there will be forces. They are called the world. The forces of this world, the dark forces of this world, that will try to hinder you. And for most people, especially those who are exceptionally remarkable and those who are unfortunate to have, okay. So there is this young man, he's trying to become a medical doctor, he's in his fourth year, but he's from a polygamous family. And his stepmother realizes that he's becoming the star in her family. And then, she takes his name somewhere to ensure that he never becomes that star. I hope you know that these are real things that happen every day in this part of the world. The biggest enemy you have, apart from the flesh, is the devil. Now, why I said apart from the flesh is because the flesh is also an enemy. There's something the Bible calls the last enemy that will be defeated is death. The Bible says death walks in your flesh, but life is in your born-again spirit. You see, if you sit down and you're just happy, if you can see demons, they are looking at you, they will say, why is he happy? The devil does not just like that you just sit down and things are going well with you. You are happy, you are joyful. The reason why the devil hates you so much is not because of you. It's because you are an image of God. And the devil has issues with God. He hates God. So, what people now try to do in order for them to get ahead in life is to surrender to the devil. So that the devil will allow them be. That's why you see people will go and do charms, when, you know, and then they will let them be. But if you don't surrender to the devil, and you don't have any superior power to overcome the devil, the devil will not let you be. Except your life does not want to start making sense in a real way. Do you understand what I'm saying? This thing I'm saying is not a joke. That because you say you were born intelligent, you will become a star. You will soon run mad. I am not kidding you. You know how easy it is for demons to make a person run mad? Now, it's really not so easy, because I need to understand, explain spiritual things for you. What happens is that before the devil can afflict anybody with any kind of wickedness, any kind of affliction, the devil must first of all succeed in accusing that person before God. What does it mean? If you are living in a way, have you noticed that there are some things that until some people do those things, and they are always sinful things, before they begin to understand the reality of darkness. So you find a girl that was very brilliant. SS3, she had straight A's in her work. Straight A's. Sharp. As soon as she got to 100 level, she had her first girl boyfriend. She started community fornication and then she became very dull. What happened was that they have been looking, they have been eyeing her since, but they didn't know how to access her. But as soon as she said, and she entered that level of iniquity. Eh? Are you getting my point? Yes. I've counseled many people that will tell me that their problem started when they started committing masturbation. Pornography. You know that pornography? That is when these people that their minds were very sharp. Their minds became blood. They couldn't focus. You know what? There's nobody that is actually dull. Let me just explain something to you. Are you with me? This is what happens. When you find a person that is really brilliant, maybe academically or in anything, it's just the ability to focus. Do you understand? It's focus. Some people can focus. They can put their, if you focus on anything, you will achieve something there. But you just go out there, their minds are now blood. They can't focus. And they will tell you, people who are a little bit spiritually, they will tell you that this problem started since they started committing this kind of sin. Because what happens is that in order for you, the devil, to unleash some levels of darkness and captivity in people's life, there must be some kind of legal ground. And we give the devil those legal grounds through iniquity. That is the reason why even in darkness, there are some sacrifices that if they want to use human beings for, because there are people that do human beings, human sacrifices everywhere in the world, they need a virgin. Praise the Lord. So sad that there are people who still do human sacrifices when Jesus Christ, the perfect Lamb of God, has already offered himself as a sacrifice for us. A man that knew no sin. Because if you understand spiritual things, you will know that the more pure a person is, the more potent his sacrifice is. Praise the Lord. So, in case you have lived a rough life, things have happened in the past, the devil has had a license into all kinds of aspects of your life. And then, just for your information, anybody who is born into this world, was born into sin. Everybody, the Bible says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You know that Pearl is not innocent when it comes to sin. His list of sin is already getting full. But thank God that at this age he can know Jesus. Because you know that he has lied before, have you? Has he not lied before? If you tell me that at his age he has not lied, I will say we should pray for him. A child of that age has not lied, I will say. You say, my child, he has never lied. Even if he has never fought, I say, something is wrong. Do you understand? Because the sinful nature invokes that as you become mature, you begin to explore sin. Praise the Lord. Said I wasn't going to face that place because of the massive distraction that's coming from there. We'll soon close. It's already one. Where did I stop? It says, whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And how does this happen? This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing. You want your faith to grow because there are levels of world that you will face. For those of us who don't understand Yoruba who are listening by streaming, pardon me, I want to use this Yoruba word. There are levels of aye that you will face, that you need a higher level of faith. Anybody, Toba Rupe Aye, there is nothing like aye. The person does not know anything. In fact, in such a person, the Bible says, is a fool. There are levels of wickedness, spiritual wickedness. The Bible talks about spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. There are levels of spiritual wickedness that you will face that you need a higher level of faith in order to be able to attack it. But the only people that have a chance, you don't even, overcoming the world is not a possibility for a person that is not born of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? You see, I've faced many battles in my life. And I know I will still face many because I am looking for the devil's trouble every day. And I am not apologetic about it. There are battles I fight, I don't even know I'm fighting. Do you understand what I'm saying? The only reason why I am able to overcome, I can tell you story upon story. I remember I was telling you people the story of when I was in university. when I faced attack. There is nothing of, see, the devil does not want you to be happy. But in order for you to live in a life, a victorious life, because see, you are not supposed to be living from battle to battle. You are supposed to be living from victory to victory. What I mean is that the battle should not overshadow you. But the principle of that is, first of all, be born of God. Secondly, understand the principle of faith. Because this, see, there was a time in my life, brethren, I used to be afraid of demons. For some of you that know, you know I cast out demons. Regular. It's a normal thing. You should know that a person that casts out demons the way I do can't be afraid of demons. I shouldn't be afraid. No. By the grace of God, God has given us victory over that realm. But there was a time in my life that I used to be tormented by demons. And I was born again. And it happened as soon as I entered the university. 100 level. That was the first time in my life I ever stayed in a hostel. Now, with more spiritual understanding, I can probably guess that maybe there was somebody in my hostel that was possessed. I don't know. But the affliction was real. It was palpable. By the time it's getting dark like this, I'm afraid. Because sleep for me was torment. And somehow, I was living through that. And I didn't realize, I didn't know how to come out of that bondage. You see, in order for me to come out of that bondage, I needed to increase my level of faith. There was a time in my life that they used to press me. I remember I went for one of my friend's wedding in Makodi. And when I went to the wedding, we didn't stay. He had a house in Makodi. He was living in Makodi. So we were staying in his house. So me and some of his friends were in his house. So there was one particular tall guy that came from Sokoto, one of these northern states. So we got talking. I think it was me and him that were sleeping in the same room. So we got talking, and then this guy started telling me that he started telling me about, you know, because we started talking and he saw that I was somebody that he could talk to. He started telling me about opening up about how he used to be afflicted. How demons, you see, there is a bed that used to follow him. Anywhere he goes to, the bed will come. He's the only one that will be hearing the sound of the bed. How many of you have put earphone, one earphone before? You know, if you wear a good earphone, like Fulucom earphone, the music would be in the middle of your head. You know what I'm saying? The way you can say the music, that music would be fast, but the way you can say the music, that you are seeing the music in the middle of your head. That's how you'll be hearing the sound of the bed in the middle of his head. But he knows it's a bed. So, I noticed that since when I was on campus, I don't sleep early. For those of you who know, Bro Rotimi knows, because I don't sleep early. If I sleep early, if I tell you I slept early, maybe I slept by 1. Don't sleep early. Because I normally walk into the night. So I was not going to sleep early that night. So I was wondering why he too was so agile. Because me, I know the things I do in the night. I pray. That's when I study. That's when I share devotionals, write devotionals and all of that. I had not even started writing devotionals. I started writing devotionals then. Anyway, I was wondering why he was not planning to sleep. He now told me that, if he sleeps like this, they will come. Have you not seen people? Have you ever seen people that wake up with scars on their body? Because they were afflicted in their dream and they woke up with the scars. They flogged them, Koboko, in their dream. See, people are under affliction, though. Some people acquired the affliction, not because of what they did, but because of what their father did. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, because family things are like that. Some affliction entered some people's family because a member of their family married a witch. Because when he... I don't want to scare any... I'm not peddling fear. I'm just telling you reality. Yes. That as soon as the brother Shegun married, everything in the family started going upside down. People that don't have spiritual understanding will not understand what I'm talking about. But what happened is that Brother Shegu married a witch. So the witches have been trying to enter that family. They didn't have license. They didn't have access. But by the blood covenant of marriage, they now had access. They were now, you know, when you marry a woman, she becomes a member of your family. A witch now became a member of that family. the family was now open to a level of darkness that they didn't know before. Strange sicknesses and diseases, untimely death, poverty. These are things that are real. It says that who is born of God is the one that overcomes the world. And how does this happen? He says, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. How does faith come? Romans chapter 10. He says, faith comes by hearing. He didn't say faith comes by prayer. Let me explain the difference between, because if you hear, you hear, you must pray. Because you may be, okay, like, what happened with me that time I was under affliction was that it's only that I had a deficiency of the hearing of the word. I only had a deficiency of prayer. I told one of my seniors in school, that was 100 level, I was under this serious affliction. And I told him, he was our senior and he was also one of the leaders in our campus fellowship. And then I told him, I said, this happened. I'm being attacked in my sleep. I just laughed. He said, it's because you don't pray. Because he knew I was even doing cover to cover. There was a book then we used to study the Bible. It's a big book. Cover to cover through the Bible as it happened. Written by Selwyn Hughes. I had a copy of that book and I was currently studying the Bible from cover to cover. So it wasn't as if I wasn't studying, there was no faith in my spirit, but there was no avenue for the faith to be manifested. I hope you know that amen. You know, Jesus Christ said, if you have faith, you shall see. That saying, is an avenue for that faith to be manifested. Give and it shall be given unto you. That giving is an avenue for your faith to be manifested. Faith without action or faith without works is what is dead. So many times, if you have faith, the works that will release that faith is your prayer life. So that's why you cannot divorce studying the Bible from having a hot prayer life. But if you have a hot prayer life and you don't have a word bank, you are like someone who has a powerful machine gun and there are no bullets. Because the bullets that you load your spiritual machine gun of prayer and fasting with is the word of God. And what the word of God does is that the word of God crystallizes, it builds faith in your heart. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing how? By the word of God. There are levels of the powers of this world that you need a higher level of faith to overtake. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because of this class, I'll have to stop. This kind of teaching should normally go for 4 hours straight. But you people are not yet used to long teachings. So we'll have to start rounding up. Read the next verse so that we can round up from there. So he's now reiterating what he said from the beginning. You know, he first of all said that Jesus is the Messiah. That Messiah actually still means the Son of God. Now read verse 8.
The Spirit, the water.
Okay, read verse 7 and verse 8.
So we have these three witnesses: the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And all three are agreed.
In one. As in King James would say. That your translation, I'm not sure it has the one that says there are three in heaven. Does your translation doesn't have that, does it? It doesn't have the one in heaven. It doesn't have the one on it. Yes. King James will have, there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Spirit. Then it now has, there are three that bear record or witness in the earth. The Spirit, the water, and the blood. But you notice that your translation doesn't have that first part. Now I explain the reason. It's not because some people removed it out of mischief. No. The reason why your translation doesn't have that is because your translation, New Living Translation, New English Translation, NIV, were written with older manuscripts. What are older manuscripts? Should I start that lecture again? Anyway, any Bible scholar will tell you that that one that talks about heaven was not part of the original manuscript. It was an addendum. Because the more, you know, in the olden days, the only way they could have copies of immaterial is that they were copied by hand. So the more immaterial was copied by hand, there was possibility of it having error or someone adding something to it. So it was, King James is an older Bible. So the manuscript they used for King James, New Testament, after, King James New Testament was compiled, some other manuscripts were discovered. That was after that the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered. When they now checked them, they discovered that those manuscripts were older than the one they used for King James. And when a manuscript is older, it means that the manuscript is probably more authentic. So now, there are some things, that's why you find that there are some things you find in Bibles that use older manuscripts that you won't find in King James. Because King James is a newer manuscript. So there is a possibility that those things were added, they were addendums. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that's why your Bible does not have that one of heaven, but it only has that of earth. So there are three that bear record on the earth. The spirit, the water, and the blood. Some of you have read that scripture and wondered what was going on there.
How do we do this on the spirit?
Okay, we may have to read, you know, this is an exegesis. I'm not supposed to jump to that verse. Now, it talks about who is he that overcomes the world, but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. And how did Jesus come? He said, this is he that came by water and by blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and by blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Then now says that there are three that bear record in heaven, then there are three that bear witness on it. The Spirit. What does it mean to bear witness? Record. Testify. Amen. Now, I need you to pay serious attention. This is the last point we are going to make, but it's a very, very important point. I will need the help of the Holy Spirit. So, you cannot afford to be distracted right now. Have you noticed that till today, some of you have had one or two exposures to the occult before you became born again? I don't know. But you notice that there is nothing significant that they will do in the occult without blood. Have you noticed? How many of you have ever joined a cult? Don't raise your hand. If it is a serious cult, I don't, you know, there are serious cults. They are just boys that are just trying to, you know, they are serious cults. Those are the kind of cult that if you break their code, you can run mad. By code, I mean if you break their law, you can run mad. If you've ever joined a serious cult, it will involve blood covenant. Am I saying the truth? The reason why that is because there are three that bear record on the earth. One of them is blood. And the only one that you and I can truly manipulate, that human beings can truly manipulate, is blood. Because we have blood and we have a life. You see, that blood, that thing you see, blood is not a joke. The Bible says that the life of a thing is in its blood. So blood is not a joke. But interestingly, it didn't talk about, blood is the last that was mentioned. Because you were also saved by blood. You must never forget that. And you are supposed to be drinking blood regularly, which is the blood of Jesus, not physical, not blood. That's the communion table, is the blood of Jesus and the body of Jesus. He said, if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, and then you will have life, you are part of me. He said, as the living Father has sent me, and I live by him. So he that eats my flesh and drinks my blood, he was talking about the communion, shall live by me. Do you want to live by Christ? You must understand the potency of blood. You must understand the potency of water. And you must understand the potency of the Spirit. You remember we started this study by talking about water? Do you remember? Started this study by talking about water, that he may present our holy, without blemish by the washing of water by the word. You see, if you must understand, you must not be spiritually ignorant. Tell your neighbor, don't be spiritually ignorant. The problem with many Christians, they've gotten themselves into a lot of problem, is that they are spiritually ignorant. How will you be studying the Bible for years and there is so much spiritual ignorance in your soul? You know why? There are many believers today, they don't study the Bible. They read the Bible for referencing. They are reading the Bible, and they are reading the Bible so that they will be able to come and say, hey, in the book of Revelation chapter 6 verse 6, it says this. You are not studying the Bible. Because the Bible is a message. And the point of studying is that you should understand the message. If you read the Old Testament and read the laws and the prophets, there is all kinds of animal sacrifice there. There is wave offering, there is drink offering, there is heave offering, there is trespass offering, all of that. Do you know that by the time you begin to study the Bible and you begin to have an understanding of spiritual things, you will appreciate why God put the Old Testament there. There are many spiritual things you will understand by studying the Old Testament. Somebody comes to you and says he needs deliverance. What happened? Now, you must walk in discerning of spirits. Because no matter how anointed you are, there's some people that you will not be able to deliver if you don't understand spiritual things. Have you ever noticed that there are some times, now I'm not saying this is a rule, there are some times that in order for some deliverances to be complete, God will have to lead you to some specific locations. Now, some people have abused that, so they have prophets that are expert are going to people's villages to go and pray. You don't have to go to your village to pray every prayer of deliverance and go and pray you around the tree. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because yes, there are some. So it says you need deliverance. Hey, pastor, I get that almost every day. Thanks to Stream Globe. I mean, I kid you not, almost every day. At least, there's really a week that passes that I don't get such. Many of them I don't even respond because many people are not serious. You know, many people, they are not serious. The message they sent to you, they sent to 10 other people. You understand? So, I mean, I don't have time for such people, so I don't respond. They say, hey, I have this problem. I need deliverance. Okay. What happened? Because there are some things that if you don't denounce, there are some people that their problem came because of some things that they intentionally put their hand inside. And if they don't denounce those things, they will not be delivered. There are some people that will come to you and say, for example, if a child, are you with me? The reason why a child is having an issue and the child believes that he needs deliverance is because his parents cursed him. There are some things that some children will do that their parents will curse them. And then the person now comes and says he wants deliverance. And you don't have discerning of spirit to pick that thing came from. If the parents are still alive, he needs to go and make restitution. Anyway, how did I get here? I was just talking about that. So when you talk about that, there are three that bear record on the air. There is the spirit, is important. Then there is the water. And then there is the blood. There's the blood. In understanding spiritual things, thank you, Holy Spirit. The sensation I'm feeling now is, as if this is a ministration and this is just a teaching. As I'm feeling there's a strange angelic presence that I'm sensing here right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Can we just, everybody just lift up your hands to the Lord and say, Lord, whatever you have for me here, I receive. In the name of Jesus, I receive. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. People are not ready for this thing I want to teach, so we'll have to round it up. Maybe next time, we are going to look at the dynamics of water, of the spirit, and of blood. What is it about water? Yeah, what is it about water? How many of you have noticed that water is not ordinary? There's a reason why you must be baptized in water. Amen? There's a reason why you must be baptized in water. And he is water, he is not sand.
Praise the Lord.
Because there is something about water. Water bears a record. But we are going to look at that subsequently by the grace of God. But meanwhile, if you are here and you don't have the Holy Spirit, because the first that it says is that it's the Spirit. The first encounter you have in this life, you know, Jesus Christ did not come by, he came by these three tokens. That's actually what that scripture is saying. The first encounter you have with God is you have an encounter with the Spirit of God. It is the Spirit that convicts you. Amen. And then the word of God that you receive, that becomes faith in you, causes you to believe, and then you are cleansed by the blood. Amen. Amen. There's somebody here. You have been struggling with uncontrollable appetites, uncontrollable lust. And when I was talking about demons, you knew that you needed deliverance. I'm going to tell you what to do to be delivered. First and foremost, you are going to rededicate your life to Christ. Secondly, you are going to be devoted to the Word of God. Be devoted to the Word of God. You cannot overcome the world without the power of the Word of God. You cannot. Do you understand what I'm saying? You see, when uncontrollable lust comes, it is a trap, it is a bait that is leading you to somewhere. It's not the end. Because what the devil wants to do is that he wants to have license, unlimited license in people's lives. The devil wants to be able to wake up in the morning and say, today I will kill so, so and so, and the person will die. The devil can't do that for many of us. I hope you know that. The devil cannot just wake up in the morning and say, I will kill Abraham. It has not been given unto him. You understand? But what he seeks, and it's not, he can't even do that for even children that are born. So what he seeks is that he throws baits that will bring people into levels of iniquity, that will make it such that the devil will have so much power over them that he can wake up in the morning and say, today we die, and that person will die. Can wake up and say, today he will lose his ability to smell. He wants to be king. And the thing that gives him license is sin. So what you are going to do is that you are going to resist every way of sin that you can identify. And you're going to put yourself under proper discipleship. Proper discipleship. If you are serious and you want to go far in life, you take this instruction seriously. So many people are being cut short every day. Let us pray. Let us pray. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Hey, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Hey, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Hey, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega, You are Yahweh, you are
Yahweh.
Alpha, Omega. Father, we give you praise. For he has broken the gates of brass, and he has cut the bars of iron asunder. He says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive. He made a public show of the vanquished foes, and he gave gifts to men. The proof that the devil is a defeated foe is that there are gifts, spiritual gifts on the earth today. That is a proof and a reminder. Sometimes you need to also remind yourself and remind the devil that he is a vanquished foe. He has no authority. He's a roaring lion. He likes to establish authority in where he has not been given authority. But you need to remind yourself and remind the devil that he has no authority over you. Sin shall have no dominion over you, because you are no longer under a system that the devil can hack. You are now under the grace of God. Shente kapo shele balale kapo sobolis entebo sole nisamo katai lende ba sholobo sobolian kateles de kapo sele gale sobolias. There is somebody listening to me. You are afraid of sudden death. You are afraid of imminent death. But the Bible says, 1,000 shall fall by thy side, and 10,000 by thy right side, but it shall not come near thee. Only with thy eyes shall thou behold, and see the reward of the wicked. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. It's an aberration for you to be a Christian and then you are afraid of dying untimely death. The Bible says that he conquered Satan. Jesus conquered Satan. He says, he that has the power of death, so that we that believe are delivered from the power of death, the fear of death. All those who through the fear of death have been held captives all the days of their lives. When they believe in Jesus, they are delivered from the fear of death. It is what you fear that can happen to you anyhow. Holy Spirit, help us. Holy Spirit, help us. Death is not just that cessation of life. It can be cessation of finances. That's financial debt. Somebody is going to overcome that fear today. Because if that fear is still in your life, the devil will still be able to manipulate you in some areas. What the devil uses to manipulate people is fear. For many years in my life, I was afraid of many things. Fear of failure. You are delivered from that in Jesus' name. The psalmist said, I sought the Lord and he heard me and he delivered me from all my fears. All, not some. All my fears. You know why David could stand Goliath? It's because he was not afraid of him. He wasn't afraid of the death. Everybody was afraid that Goliath would kill them, but David was not afraid. You know why? He sought the Lord and he heard him. And God had delivered him from all his fears. There are many stars that have never arisen. It is not because God has not put potential in them, but they have been held captive because of fear. I want us to say, Lord, I am free from every fear. I am not going to fear anything. The only person I fear is the Lord my God. If the devil can make you afraid of anything, that thing can attack you. That's the truth. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Stop fearing. The devil does not have such power over you. All power in heaven and on earth has been given unto Jesus. Do you believe that? That all authority belongs to Jesus. Stop being afraid of the plans of the devil. I sought the Lord and he heard me. And he delivered me from all my fears. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's begin to give the Lord thanks for this time. Don't know if you have gotten anything from this sermon. Give the Lord thanks for it. Determine that from this moment you are going to live your life under the authority of the Christ. You are going to live your life under the authority of Christ. Jesus is your Messiah. He is your Christ. You have confessed Him as your Lord. He rules every area of your life. And His Spirit dwells in you. Know ye not that your body is the temple of God. And the Spirit of God dwells in you. Can you say this after me? The Spirit of God dwells in me. My body is the temple of God. The Spirit of God dwells in me. My body is the temple of God. The Spirit of God dwells in me. He said, how then can you take a member of Christ and join it with a harlot? That is an abomination. How can you, who is the temple of God, be unequally yoked with people who are shrines? Because when you find an unbeliever who doesn't believe in Jesus is a shrine of demons, but you are the temple of the living God. Say, Lord, I will live holy and sanctified. My life is your temple. My life radiates your power. Do you realize that when you enter a room and there are demons inside that room, those demons will excuse themselves? They will leave that room because the temple of God just walked in. Do you remember what happened to the idols of the Philistines? Dagon, as they put the ark of God inside that place, those idols, they fell and their hands were broken. Your body is the temple of God. You are the ark of the Most High God. Father, we give you all the praise. Let's begin to worship the Lord. Thank Him for this privilege. Thank Him for this privilege. Lord, my life will be fruitful. Can you say that after me? My life is fruitful. My life is fruitful. In every area of my life, I am fruitful. Spiritually, I am fruitful. Physically, I am fruitful. Financially, I am fruitful. In my career, I am fruitful. Now you can say this, I am like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I bring forth my fruits in due season. My leaves also shall not wither. And whatsoever I do shall prosper. Say it again, I am like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I hope you believe what you are saying. Because this is the word of God. Amen. It is forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Heaven and earth may pass away, but his word will not pass away. If you believe his word, there's nothing that can stop it from happening. I am like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I bring forth my fruits in due season. My leaves also shall not wither. And whatsoever I do shall prosper. It means that when people are saying there is a casting down, you say there is a lifting up. When people are losing everything, people are getting hungry, your house will become a house of bread. It means that when leaves are withering, you know, when dry season comes, trees begin to lose their leaves. That is, they begin to lose their glory. You will not lose your glory. There is nothing that the Lord has endowed you with that you will lose. My leaves also shall not wither. And whatsoever I do shall prosper. Can you install that blessing of God upon your spirit? And whatsoever I do shall prosper. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Spiritually, I am fruitful. I am drawing many people to Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me tell you the key to fruitfulness in all every area of your life. Be fruitful spiritually. One of the signs that you are fruitful spiritually is that there are people that are born again because of you. Whether directly or indirectly. There are people that have accepted Jesus because of you. Amen. See, I'm not bragging. If you see that there is something I don't have, it's because I don't need it. There is nothing I need that God does not provide. There is nothing. Now, let me tell you something. If I sit down here and say, I want a jet, I don't need it. Where am I jetting to? Praise the Lord. Do you understand what I'm saying? There is nothing I need that God does not. That is the faithfulness of God. There was only a time I lost my job. There is nothing I need that God does not provide. Of course, I don't live like a king, but I have my needs met. And what I'm telling you is that the key to fruitfulness, and I'm also increasing in both spiritually and physically. Amen. Do I have any other person in this room that is increasing? Spiritually and physically. Amen. You see, the key to fruitfulness physically is fruitfulness spiritually. Fruitfulness spiritually. The key to physical fruitfulness. Especially for those of you that have spiritual life. You want to be fruitful spiritually, physically? Be fruitful spiritually. What does it mean to be fruitful spiritually? One, your life is manifesting the fruit of the Spirit. Two, you are winning souls. How many of you can point to somebody and say, I am the one that preached to him? Or I'm the one that discipled him? If you have been a Christian for up to 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and you cannot point to people that you say, this person, I'm the one that preached to him. Some of them, you didn't even preach to them, you prayed them into the faith. What I mean is that you started praying for them and you saw how God saved them. And you continue to, do you understand what I'm saying? You can't point to people that you have, that means you are not fruitful yet. And it is time to be fruitful. You want to be fruitful in every area of your life, be fruitful spiritually. There are many of your friends that you are supposed to be preaching to. And you are not too young. 10 is already preaching. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are not too young. You are older than him. I'm challenging you. I'm challenging you in the name of Jesus. Go and be fruitful in Jesus' name. Now I'm prophesying into your life. Be fruitful in Jesus' name. Be fruitful in Jesus' name. Be fruitful in Jesus' name. Ah, massive fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. Massive, mega, amplified in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's give the Lord thanks for this time. Let's give the Lord thanks. Please make up your mind that you are going to be fruitful. Share the word of God in season and out of season. That is when it is convenient and even when it is not convenient. Share the word of God. Be a witness for Jesus. Don't join the world. Stand out. Dare to be different. Don't copy the world's style. You are unique. You don't have to conform to the fashion of this world. What's operating inside you is bigger than the world. The one that is in you is bigger than the king, the prince of this world. His name is the Holy Spirit. Give the Lord thanks. Lift up your hands and let's give the Lord thanks. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for the online audience. We thank you for those who are here. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you, Lord, for the word of fruitfulness that you have released upon us. Lord, I pray that we will see the fruits of this, starting from this moment. That among us shall be giants, spiritually and physically. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I pray that among us, Lord, there shall be giants, spiritually and physically. We are great men in Jesus' mighty name. Let's share the grace in fellowship. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. And surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord.